How would Jesus be a light in your neighborhood? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Joni Schultz says that living like Jesus is attractive to those around you. And it's one way to really make our lives count.
You know, as a neighbor or in a neighborhood, willing to go the extra mile for somebody, willing to forgive somebody that might not be easy to forgive, willing to say, I'll do that for you, or let me help you with that. It comes on so many levels in our regular day-to-day, in our workplace, in our neighborhoods, in our schools. It's how we treat one another. When people are loving each other, you're a light in the darkness, and people can see the difference. And people are attracted to that. It's like magnetic. When people feel like you will love me and care about me and be willing to listen to me and hear my story and hear my questions, my doubts, you're welcoming me just as I am. That's powerful, and that's Jesus' style.
And that is just as true for people who may be very different from us, and even from different cultures as well.
I think for people of a different lifestyle, a different belief system, I think we in the church, when we radically accept people for who they are and are willing to listen to their story and love them, whether or not they're going to do what we want them to do or be who we want them to be, that is radical hospitality. That through that, people see that unconditional love of God.
No matter how open or closed to the gospel your neighbors might be, take a genuine interest in them. Simply caring for them is a powerful way to make a difference in their lives.